inventor or entrepreneur? I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. While most people think of Thomas Edison as an inventor, management professor Blaine McCormick says he was America's first great innovator. Edison had an entrepreneurial spirit from a very young age. Until recently, he held the record for patents in the U.S. Patents Office. As an industrious teenager, he sold fruit, candy, fresh vegetables grown on his family's land, self-published newspapers, whatever goods Detroit Railway passengers needed on their three-hour train ride.
Edison did not invent the first electric light. Most people think, oh, Edison was number one. He was actually number 24. What he invented was the first mass-capitalized, mass-manufactured, mass-marketed light bulb, and that's the one that history remembers.
Edison took his earnings from the light bulb business and flipped it into a mining venture in upstate New Jersey. That endeavor, however, failed. But for Edison, it was about the adventure, the innovation, and the learning. Destined for success, he took the little he gained from the mining project and rolled it into the cement and concrete industry.
He succeeded because he could marshal the institutions of business better than any other inventor, quote-unquote, in the region. He would take his wealth, instead of invest it and grow it, he would just plow it into the next great adventure. Sometimes they won, sometimes they lost, but that was a consistent pattern of his. Entrepreneurs are taught to try, fail, learn from your failures, you know, that bouncing back, this resiliency matters more than getting it right the first time and accumulating it, and that's very Edisonian.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.